Friday, October 17, 2008. Recession fears drive global stocks lower. Insufficient. U.S. retail sales fell 1.2% last month, nearly double the 0.7% analysts expected. The Dow Jones showed its second biggest point loss ever. World stocks tumbled yesterday, with Tokyo's market plunging more than 11% after another dive on Wall Street as worse than expected data about the U.S. economy heightened fears of a global recession. Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso blamed the renewed drop in markets, which had rebounded earlier this week, on investor concerns that the U.S. government's $700 billion bank bailout was insufficient. Since it was insufficient, the market is again falling sharply, Aso told lawmakers. He did not elaborate. Tokyo's Nikkei 225 stock average slid 1,089.02 points, or 11.41%, to 8,458.45, its biggest drop since the 1987 stock market crash. In South Korea, the main index dropped 9.25% after Standard & Poor's said it may downgrade the credit ratings of some of the country's leading banks. The ratings agency warned the credit crisis could make it difficult for the companies to refinance maturing debt. Hong Kong's key index trimmed losses, closing down 4.8% after falling more than 8% earlier, while Taiwan's TAIEX finished 3.25% lower. Benchmarks in Britain, Germany, and France opened about 3% lower. Russia's RTS also fell back. Investors were unnerved by U.S. data showing the country's retail sales fell 1.2% last month, almost double the 0.7% decline analysts expected. Clear evidence that consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity, was weakening. That was followed by more bearish data from the U.S. Federal Reserve that showed the economy continued to slow in the early fall as financial and credit market problems took a turn for the worse. All told, the readings provided some of the most ominous signs to date that the world's largest economy, a critical export market for Asia, was sliding into recession, if not already in one. In New York on Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 733.08 or 7.87% at 8,577.91, its second biggest point loss ever, facing an economic downturn and the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, EU leaders pushed yesterday for increased oversight in their own backyard after the recent turmoil on the money markets. In a draft statement that was likely to be endorsed at the end of the two-day summit, the 27 EU leaders reiterated plans to set up a financial crisis cell that would act as an early warning system, and revived a long-talked-about plan to beef up Europe-wide supervision of cross-border finance groups. All 27 EU leaders on Wednesday threw their support behind measures taken by members of the Eurozone to safeguard banks, which include plans for governments to guarantee over 1 trillion euros, or 1.35 trillion US dollars in interbank loans. EU leaders also pushed for a sweeping revamp of the international financial architecture.